Hey everybody, this is a super duper short video, I bet you're happy about that, on fixed versus mutable future. Okay, so most of us in the personal development world have been taught that you have to have a goal and you gotta do whatever you can to get to that goal. Now goals, there's nothing wrong with that goal. But if we look at our intention as a goal, we have to have a form. How else will we know we hit the goal? So we are gonna get stuck in an idea of a fixed future. Now, that said, you can have goals, like for example, making a certain amount of money. That's a goal, it's a quantifiable goal. Maybe you wanna be more organized, and when you see yourself more organized, that's a goal. But the intention is freedom. Right, so you have the freedom is the intention, and then you can set goals inside that. What we're concerned about here is co-creating our unique, authentic, inspired life and helping others do the same. We're gonna have some goals, but that is not going to be our fixed choices. We are going to have a broader sense of our life's intention, and we can only do that when we allow the future to be mutable. Now, when you go to readings, for example, the kind of traditional readings, and I've done this, I mean, I've professionally made predictions for people, and I have the access point, I see the grid, I see all these possibilities, and I typically pick the one that is most likely, that I see that hovers above the others. But sometimes I've been wrong, and guess who I've been wrong with? It's the people who are focused on personal transformation. I can tell you this, the easiest people to do those predictive readings from are people who aren't going to change, who have no interest in becoming aware, that are just gonna continue to do what they do, and then you can see, oh wow, there's only a couple of choices this person's gonna have. Oh, I see such and such going across. But you're not learning how to do that here. I just wanted to bring it up because we have all a bias. Every one of us has a bias when we first come to a course reading oracle cards. And there's some pros in here too. That go, yeah, I mean, I do that, and I see the possibility. So we always have to tell ourselves and others, this is a potential mutable reality, not absolute determinism of the future. We completely rob ourselves of our experience if we think anything is absolutely determined, even if looking back, we have seen it. We are not the ones determining it, and we will actually prevent ourselves from choosing something beyond that because we limit it the minute we name it and we claim it as our goal. Okay. Now it's okay to have those limitations. I need them. I want to wake up. My big thing in the morning is making my bed. I feel nuts if I don't get up before 6:30 a.m. If after that I'm like screwy and I need to get up and that bed needs to be made. My husband could care less. Yeah, off he goes. But for me, I need that as a goal that I have to set in the morning in order for my intention to have freedom, because I don't want to be worried about mess. You understand this? So just even your day-to-day life, this is what we have to apply. What are our non-negotiables, if you will, to have a sense of freedom and movement and motion in our lives in order for us to be most effective and gain access to that fifth dimensional awareness where our intentions meet spirit, and we can play there, set it in motion, and let it go. And that's also the attachment piece. If we think something is fixed, we are going to be so attached to that. Perfect example, you're going to be answering really great questions in the PDF for your homework around this topic, but I'll give you a perfect example. Maybe you can think about that. I thought I was supposed to be a recording artist, a singer-songwriter. I always saw myself in front of thousands of people with a microphone. That was an image I had. And I love music, and music was an important part, but I would have missed this entire career sitting in front of you had I refused to see what was being offered to me, which was the same intention, which was the same, I've been in front of 250,000 people with a microphone in my hand, but not singing, talking to dead people and doing these workshops, etc. And my intention to be somebody who would have dignity and grace and can influence people by sharing my experience, strength, and hope, which is what I always did as a songwriter, came as this. So I want you to think about that. What did you think you were supposed to be? Maybe this really means something to you. And what did you actually become? Anyway, enjoy this. I'm going to say to you, bravo you that you made through this module. And the next one is going to be so much fun. So fun. You're going to be like, oh my God, I made you eat head cheese. And now I'm giving you chocolate cake after this for the next module. I'll see you there. Love you guys. And I'll see you on the call, where you'll be asking me tons of questions, I'm sure.